Say it like you mean it. I'm in Christ. One more time. I'm in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I don't know if we can get those scriptures up. Wonderful. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Everyone say, the new is here.
The new is here.
The new is here. Now, I'm not too sure if you guys will agree with me on this, but I very much liken being in Christ as in being in Stratford Westfield Centre shopping mall. I see people doing this. What? I'll explain the reason why I say that. Oh, two bottles of water. Thank you. Awesome. I explain the reason why I say that. And that is because you have everything plus more all in one place. How many of you guys have been to Stratford, the Westfield Stratford? Yeah? You guys like that place? Yeah? Yeah, I like that place very much. I mean, you've got all these different shops. You've got entertainment. You've got this phenomenal food court there. I mean, I've been there a few times and I don't think I've yet explored it all. It's quite vast. It's quite big. And as I said, it's all under one roof, which means you're protected from all the outside elements. Yeah? You're protected from all the, you know, the sunshine. Okay. So not the best day to do this analogy on, but you're protected from everything outside. You got all these people walking around and everybody just seems so happy. I don't know if you've noticed it. Nobody seems upset in Westfield. Have you? Is it just me? I mean, even parents with kids in tow screaming their heads off. Everyone just seems so happy. Okay, all right, it's just me. But being in Christ, as I said, to me is very much like being in that place. You've got everything you could conceivably require, everything you need. I remember as they were building this place, and it's similar for when they're building other big complexes like this. You'll often hear them talking about how it's going to rejuvenate the area. You'll hear about them talking about all the work that it's going to bring into the area, how it's going to be such a fantastic impact upon the community. You know, you're going to have so many jobs for those who are creating the structure, and as well as that, you're going to have all of the jobs, the permanent jobs, for those who will be working in the various different outlets. For those of you who are young, you may not remember this. This may be completely out there, and it may sound so absurd. But for those of you who are around my age, you may remember the days when you were applying for a job. And the process that you needed to go through was that of sitting there typing out your CV, and then you do something which to you is going to sound really strange, all of you younger generation in here. You would print out about 30-odd copies of that CV, and then you'd go and beat the street. Yeah? Going into all the various different shops that you would like to work in, and you would ask to see if you could speak with the manager or the person who's in charge of recruitment, and you would hand in your CV and say, look, I'm looking for work. There was no sitting in the comfort of your own home with your mobile phone applying for 15 jobs in 2 seconds flat, or hopping into LinkedIn, you know. Back then, it was hard graft just trying to get yourself a job. All right, something else, if you guys can remember this. Just further down the road in Wildstone, next to Holy Trinity, there is now Asda, and above it you've got the gym. Can any of you remember the store that used to be there before? In shops, that's it, in shops. So that was, I suppose, Wildstone's answer to Westfield, maybe. You know, you've got everything All right, maybe not quite everything, but you had, you know, some quite nice little quaint shops in there. So I'm going to ask for you just to go with me on this little journey. So I'm going to call this shopping mall in Christ. Okay? We'll call it In Christ Mega Mall. Okay? You with me on this?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to go through some of the different shops in there. Now, because in Christ's Mega Mall, you've got everything. Everyone say everything.
Everything.
You've got everything. There's employment for all. There's everything you could need. I mean, your hunger will be taken care of. Your thirst will be quenched. Everything within in Christ's Mega Mall. So the first shop we're going to go into is one, and it's got this huge banner across the top, and it just says family. Okay? So you guys want to walk into the shop with me? Yeah? Romans 12:5. It says, "So in Christ, we though many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." We all belong to each other. We are a family. Amen. Galatians 3:26, it says, "So in Christ, you are all children of God through faith." Can we see the theme already? The whole in Christ thing? Yeah? Good. I haven't lost anyone. Excellent. 1 Corinthians 1:15, it says, "Even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel." Sorry? So no one can say that you were bad. Okay, may have made a mistake on that one. I'll read that scripture again. Don't look at the board. Even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Jesus Christ, I became your father through the gospel. I'll get you the correct scripture, the correct verse for that one. But basically what it's saying here is that we find our spiritual parents in the family of Christ. We find our spiritual mothers. Any spiritual mothers in here? There you go. Any spiritual fathers? Amen. Well, we thank you. We thank you, our spiritual moms and our spiritual dads. You've sown so much into us. All right, let's exit this shop and let's go into one that the youngsters will love. This one is called ID, which is short for identity. Okay? Amazing fashion in this one. All right? And if you're a bit more mature and you're into cutting-edge clothing, you like to adorn yourself in that which is beautiful and righteous, you'll like this place as well. Genesis 1:27. Let's see if we've got the right one here. It says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." John 1:12. It says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." And Colossians 2:9-10 says, "For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority." Romans 8:1, it says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ." 1 Peter 2:9, it says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special..." You know what? Do me a favor, church. Can you guys read this one?
Yes.
1 Peter 2:9, go for it. Okay, now you need to follow that up. I heard one person do it. Amen. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen to that. All right, let's exit this shop. We're going to go into another one. Who's into sport?
Watching
a play. either. So this sports shop is called Goal. Philippians 3:14, it says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So many other shops I want to share with you. Let's quickly pop into one called Blessed and Highly Favored. Ephesians 1:3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Galatians 2:4. This matter arose because some false believers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus to make us slaves. There's freedom. There's freedom. There's freedom in our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, we're going to pop across the aisle, middle part of the mall. And we're going to go into a furniture store. Anybody need a furniture? Yeah? Okay. This one is called Seated in Heavenly Places. You like that one? Amazing furniture in here. Ephesians 2:6, it says, And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Wealth advice. There is an amazing shop in this mall that offers you advice. They've called this one Double Portion. Philippians 4:19, it says, And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Psalm 16:11, In his presence there is fullness of joy. I believe that was one that was quoted last week by Jared. How do you guys get on this week being full of joy? Yeah? Amen. Okay, so while we're here, you might want to take something for somebody else. Okay, so we'll pop over into the gift shop. This one's called Eternal Life. It's funny, every time I walk into this particular store, I just feel like I come alive. So this, let's read Romans 6:22-23. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:11. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive in God in Christ Jesus. So I'm sorry I don't have time to go through all of the shops in this vast place. If you have time, check out a few of the other ones. There's an amazing outdoor accessory shop called I Can Do All Things. There's another shop which is quite big. You'll find loads of things in there. It's big, bold letters. It's called Provision. There's a food court in there. Any of you feeling hungry? This one's called Milk and Honey. You'll like that place. And there's a bookstore in there. They've called that one. There's actually a couple of bookstores, but this one in particular is Wisdom, Knowledge, and Understanding. Yeah? Funny enough, you'll never guess what the best-selling book in there is. How did you know? That's impressive. You've been there before, evidently. There's a gymnasium in there. If any of you want a quick workout, called The Joy of the Lord is My... Okay. There's a wonderful garden center called Be Still and Know. And there's even a shop in there which is, I'm trying to figure out exactly what they sell, but from the front, it all just looks like armor. So you might want to check that one out as well. Being in Christ has everything. Amen. But it's not a holiday. You don't go in there and just partake of everything which is there on offer. There's work to be done. Ephesians 2:10. Do we have that one? Ephesians 2:10. Excellent. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. So we're going to be reading through, I'm not too sure if you've got all of it there, you have, excellent, 16. So we're going to be going all the way through actually to verse 18, and it says, "Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in highest regard, in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else." In verse 16 it says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I mentioned that not only is there hard work to do, but you may also come across a bit of hardship as well. Yeah. 2 Timothy 3:11 says, "In fact, anyone who wants to live godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." But there's good news. Remember I said that in this shopping mall, we have protection from all the elements? Philippians 4:7 says, are you guys keeping up with me? A technical problem. Okay. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." There's your protection. There's your protection. Persecution may come, but our hearts and our minds will be protected. Amen. Praise God. Praise His mighty name. There was a period of time that I shared with you where I was out of work. And I am pleased to tell you, I think I've already shared this, that I'm now in work. I started, I think it was mid-April. Thank you. Finding my feet in this role, it's a lot of work, but I am thoroughly enjoying it. But it was that period of time when I was out of work that has led me to want to say this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to all of you who supported us spiritually through this time, or through that time. I learned a great deal, and throughout that period of time, it was about 5 months of being out of work, although it did feel like an eternity, I had peace. I had such peace. And there's just something that it was, I don't know if I shared before, and I'm sharing it now only to encourage you, but we were able to tithe the same amount every month for that duration of time that I was out of work as if I were still in work. And I just give God thanks for that. And He's kept us. He's blessed us. We did not lack anything. And we know that our Lord and Savior, He does not have favorites. Yeah. He doesn't have favorites. What He's done for my family, He does and will do for all of you. Amen. In Christ, there is everything we need. So does this mean now that we are in this amazing place with everything that we could ever possibly want? That means that we can forget the world? We can forget everybody outside there? No, we have a responsibility. There's a saying that you often hear, I believe it comes from the scripture, from the Bible, and it says, in but not of. What's it referring to? That's right. Now, as I was going through this, I found something quite interesting, and that is that in the Bible, there are three different references to the world. Actually, let me read this bit first. John 15:19, it says, but you belong to the world. It would love you as its own. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Strong word there. The world hates us. So as I said, there's three different meanings of the word world. And I want to go through them. And as I was reading through, I came across Billy Graham, who touched on this. This is one of his classic sermons. And so I'm just going to read a portion of what he said there. So the first one, it was talking about the world in terms of what God created. So it says, God made the world and everything in it, and you'll find that reference in Acts 17:24. Then there's a second one where it's talking about the inhabitants of the world, whom God loves and whom Christ died for. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16. But then there's this third one, and the word world, when translated in the Greek, it's the word cosmos. And it's not referring to the starry skies and everything out there. It's very much talking about this planet and its inhabitants as well. And it says that this worldly system, which is headed by Satan, which is based upon self, greed, and pride, this is the world that God has warned us about. And it is the worldly system. And a philosophy that Christians are to shun and remain free from. Okay, so here we are. We've got absolutely everything we need around us. But we have a duty to those who are in the world. Okay? The world not falling in love with the world and all that the world tries to entice us with. But we are talking about those who Christ died for. You and I, plus all of our family, our friends, who have not yet accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. So being in Christ means that we have a powerful impact upon the world, upon all those who Christ our Savior died for. It's amazing if you do think about this little analogy that I've given you. You can partake of absolutely anything you need. I keep repeating this. There is no lack in Christ. He has everything for you. And we're blessed to be a blessing. So therefore, the blessings that we have, the wisdom, the knowledge, the power, the authority, we are to share that with the world. One last thing I should share with you regarding this In Christ Mega Mall is that it is open 365 days a year. Yeah, every day it's open. Actually 24/7. So there's no period of time throughout the day that it closes. There's free parking there. That's great, isn't it? There's free parking there. You can park there for as long as you need to, and I highly recommend that you don't go anywhere. Stay parked in Christ. Yeah? None of that, how much they charge? Is that £15 per day? It's ridiculous, isn't it? My goodness. Actually, funny enough, everything that you see as you walk around the various different shops, it's all paid for. It's all free. Can you imagine now, if we step back into reality here now, into the physical world, and you were to go to Stratfield, Westfield, and you knew the person who owned the overall building, and he said that I have paid for everything. Walk with me. I'm going to take you around. How ecstatic would you be? Huh? Gosh, why are the women laughing harder than the men? It's unusual. Maybe that's what I see when I said that I see everybody as being happy. I'm just imagining that all of these people walking around with all of these various different options around them, it's all been paid for. They can have anything that they want. Church, that's us. That is us. We should have the joy of the Lord at all times. Because He's paid the price. He's paid it all. And it's funny. Although we have everything that we need, it's kind of strange that, you know, we are undeserving of it. We are undeserving of it. I'm going to ask you, can you all stand to your feet for me, please? Are we still having a technical hitch? No? We had a wonderful time of worship earlier, and I'm going to ask that we finish on one last song. I don't need the worship team, as we're just going to just do the voices. So thank you, Clive. I saw that you was ready. In Christ alone. Now, please forgive me. There are a couple of lines in here which my voice just can't hit. It just is impossible. So I'm going to leave it to you who can handle the higher notes. Yeah? All right. Thank you, Jesus. You guys got the tune in your head? Yeah? All right. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm from the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fists are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. And again. In Christ alone, month of come flesh, fullness of God in heaven's this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on Him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. Let's keep on going then, if we've got it all. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storms. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter,
my all in all. Here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ who alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross,
come on church,
the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live.
Father God, we just glorify your magnificent name. It is you, Heavenly Father, that deserve all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Mighty Lord Jesus, we are in you. We are in Christ. Father God, we declared that. We declared that earlier. Father God, we are in you. But what is beautiful about the fact that we are in you, Mighty Lord Jesus, is that you are in us. And so, Father God, that means that everything that you have, we therefore possess. We pray, Mighty Lord Jesus, that as we do step out in faith into areas, Mighty Lord Jesus, that you lead us, we ask, Father God, that you will give us that profound impact upon all those who surround us, upon our unsaved friends, unsaved families, upon our neighbors, upon those, Mighty Lord Jesus, within our workplaces, those, Heavenly Father, who is now in that new in-shops, Asda's. Father God, wherever we are, we pray, Mighty Lord God, that the Christ in us will be set free and will have a powerful, profound impact upon our surroundings. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, church.